In 1940, Johnson had had a stroke. By 1942, he had recovered, but his style was somewhat different. His fingering is perhaps a little less clean, didn't swing as hard as he had previously. But still, within the jazz piano community, he was still an extremely formidable pianist.
Why did you choose this particular Caprice Rag?
Johnson was said to have recorded this in 1923, but at the time it was never issued. And it's clear that Johnson kept these rags in his repertoire towards the end of his life, and it really demonstrates his roots in ragtime. Now, keep in mind that this is not the way that a ragtime pianist would play Caprice Rag. Johnson plays it at breakneck tempo, and he also improvises extensively throughout the composition, as well as adding multiple blue notes throughout the performance, rather appropriate given the label that he is recording for. So again, this really is an excellent demonstration of Johnson's stride style applied to a ragtime composition.
And stride itself having evolved from ragtime piano style. The difference between rag and stride.
The stride bass line is characterized by alternating single notes or tenths with chords towards middle C. And there's a certain tension and release between the right and the left hand. So the conventional way of notating music is not sufficient for really capturing the rhythmic subtleties of stride.
Thank you.
What was that we just heard?
This was a piano solo that Johnson recorded for the Blue Note label in 1943 called Gut Stomp. The composer credit is also shared with Willie the Lion Smith. And it's a wonderful example of Johnson's slow stride style.